90.7 FM and HD. This is The Mix and a little Neil Diamond to kick things off this morning, Sweet Caroline. Tori, we have a studio full of people.
I know we do.
Yes.
And we've already kicked off with my DJ nightmare.
The song?
You know how DJs have little,
no.
You know, well, you don't have
never
a DJ
that good.
Nightmare. Well, mine is that I'm sitting there and I need another song to play, and the only CD is Neil Diamond, and every CD I pull out of the rack is Neil Diamond. So I'm faced with this choice of play more Neil Diamond or have dead air, and then I wake up.
Mine was always, I was trying to find the right cart to put in.
Yeah.
Which we don't even have cart machines.
Cart machines
anymore.
Or CDs anymore.
Yeah. Or it was the cart that wouldn't stop spinning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. You couldn't eject it because it was still going.
Well, and the other problem I'm having is that you didn't tell me you were going to have such good-looking gentlemen in the studio.
Hey,
and I didn't put on any makeup this morning.
I'm always here. Right? we actually have a studio full of folks. We have a couple of students. We have Andrew and Joey. Good morning. You guys are going to have to get closer to the microphones before you can be on the radio, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Producer Brandon is here. Jeff Carter is here. He is no stranger to the studio, but you're not performing today, are you?
I am not.
Yeah, you got to get closer to that thing, too.
Get up there, buddy.
Yeah. I pretended to be Tom Hoots.
Well, you should shoot your sights a little higher. Make sure we tell him that, okay?
Yeah, he's probably, he may be listening.
But you brought with us a band that you're working with, Kyle Mitchell and Southern Sunday.
They're amazing. You guys are going to love it. Everybody's going to love it. The whole world.
And we don't have the whole band. We're missing some things, right?
We're missing a couple people.
Okay.
Yeah. But we got the important part.
We've got Kyle, we've got Chip and Alec on guitar, and we're ready to hear some music. And coming up in a little bit, we've got a song that no one else has heard yet on radio. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're gonna play that in just a bit. But first, let's let you guys get going.
All right.
Sing a little something. What do you have for us?
We're going to do a little original right here. This is one of the ones we got done in August. It's called Nothing On You. I can find you in the middle of a big crowd, or in the club with the lights out, anytime, anywhere in this old town. And girl, I gotta find you right now. You know you can't hide, so go ahead, baby, lie. You turn it on, maybe you can't help it. You make this riverbank moon so jealous. You got the ice in my jack all melted. Girl, look at you, straight 100 proof. My whole night lights up when you're with me. I catch a midnight burn when you kiss me. Everything you do comes shining through. Sun ain't got nothing on you. My world turns around you. There ain't a storm we can't break through. You're the fire in my wild blue, the only place I wanna run to. You're so good at what you do. You turn it on, maybe you can't help it. You make this riverbank moon so jealous. You got the ice in my jack all melt. Girl, look at you, straight 100 proof. My whole night lights up when you're with me. I catch a midnight burn when you kiss me. Everything you do comes shining through. Sun ain't got nothing on you. Nothing on you. It's Mr. Chip Chester right there on the lead guitar. You know you can't hide. You know I can't fight. So go ahead, baby, lie. You turn it on, maybe you can't help it. You make this riverbank moon so jealous. You got the ice in my jack all melted. Girl, look at you, straight 100 proof. My whole night lights up when you're with me. I catch a midnight burn when you kiss me. Everything you do comes shining through. Sun ain't got nothing on you. hit nothing on you. The sun ain't got nothing on you. Sun ain't got nothing on you.
All right, we have Southern Sunday. Kyle Mitchell and Southern Sunday on this, in the studio this morning here on The Mix. Great job. Who writes the music?
That one was actually, we have quite a few of our own that we've written ourselves and a couple buddies here in town. And that is one of the ones that actually came down from Nashville.
Okay.
One of the guys that's on that actually, anybody who knows country, number one by Dustin Lynch last year, Sea in Red. It went number one, and one of the writers on that was there. So sit that one down. Two other ones as well. So great writers, that's for sure.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Go for it.
Do you guys need a groupie?
Hey, come on.
I know. It's
you
just
never have enough.
I clean up pretty well, I promise.
You look just fine.
We are in the studio this morning. We've got live local music, which is one of the things we love to do on Fridays. And it's Kyle Mitchell and Southern Sunday. We're going to come back in just a moment. More music from them. I've got a couple of questions in the hopper form. We'll take a quick break here on 90.7 WKGC. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, and it's a great Friday morning. Fridays are always great, aren't
they? Fridays are great.
I love Fridays. That means the weekend is upon us.
It is.
Yeah, so we have Tom out of the studio. We've replaced him with a...
with Mark Carter at the end of the table?
No, it's Jeff Carter.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
He's a little nicer guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, not quite
Mark,
as old and
we
cranky.
We know Mark Carter, too. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we do. That's right. I was thinking that,
Seabreeze
that sounds
Festival.
Right.
Seabreeze Jazz Festival, yeah.
Good guy. Sorry, I met him for the first time the other day.
Yeah.
Nice guy. And he went through the program here at Gulf Coast State College.
He sure did. He's an alumni.
And he has a really, like, great beard.
Awesome beard.
Like,
it's almost as good as Chip's beard.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It is,
yeah.
It's kind of
hard to beat that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had this, like, urge to just, like, poke it, you know, like it's like a chia pet, but I thought that might be not professional.
A little unprofessional, yeah.
So we have in the studio Kyle Mitchell and Southern Sunday. Tell us a little bit about the group, guys. How long you been together? Where'd you start? I don't know. You like long walks on the beach, that kind of stuff.
Oh, man, we love long walks on the beach. Anyway, so Mr. Alec Kotras over here, I met this dude back in 2013. I started taking vocal lessons here in town in 2012, 2013 with Miss Pamela Elliott over
there
at Elliott Vocal Studios on 23rd. He came in there wanting to teach guitar, and he had just got done playing with the guy, and they kind of split apart, and he wanted to teach guitar, goes in there, and I'd been there for a couple months, I guess, and they gave him my number, called me, came over, sang a couple of songs. I think at that time I knew my four or five country songs. I didn't listen to country much back then, but 2013, 4th of July weekend, we had our first gig, and we've been going ever since. First couple of years, we were on the road traveling a lot, working at paper mills, and we did the thing when we could, and here we are about 5 years later. We added Chip Chester here over last summer, May, something like that, and we've kind of formed this little trio thing now, so it's been going great.
So you didn't know a lot of country. What were you listening to before that?
Honestly, rap.
Really?
Yeah.
I made the joke coming in that you guys are a hip-hop group.
Hip-hop, you know, we got to... That's what Sam Hunt does, you know. He meshes all that up.
Sure.
You know? I mean,
it's been done in country before.
Absolutely. No, but I'm not big on that. No, I like hip-hop, but I ain't mixing the whole thing. Traditional is where it's at for me as far as country goes, but.
I like it. Do you guys have another song for us?
Oh, yeah, we got plenty.
What do you got?
We'll do another original. This one's called I'll Roam. This one's actually on iTunes, Spotify, and everything right now. It's under Southern Sunday.
Excellent.
Real good buddy of ours, Mr. Jordan Hobbs. I got to give him a big shout out. I guess him and Alec wrote this back in 2011. We did a little tweaking with it over the last couple of years, and we got it recorded a couple years ago or so. So you can check that out online. It's really good, man. Real steel guitar bass song. So we'll do that for you.
Kyle Mitchell and Southern Sunday here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Live music.
Well, I'm a rambling man, never stayed in one place long. Love me if you can, but my heart is made of stone. Say that I'm insane, and that I need to change my ways. If you walk
walked in my shoes, they would be the same way too. Yeah, the sad part is I haven't always been that way. The one time in my life I thought I'd found a place to stay. The only girl I ever loved one day was gone, until another comes along. I'll roam. Well, if you look around, I bet there's roamers in your town, ready to settle down on a solid piece of ground. Yeah, the sad part is I haven't always been that way. The one time in my life I thought I'd found a place to stay. The only girl I ever loved one day was gone, until another comes along. I'll roam. Yeah, the sad part is I haven't always been that way. The one time in my life I thought I'd found a place to stay. The only girl I ever loved one day was gone, until another comes along. I'll roam. Oh, I'll roam.
I have some Kyle Mitchell and Southern Sunday on the mix this morning here live in the studio. Good job, guys.
I like Southern Sunday.
I like
it's nice.
Yes, you guys are great. So tell us, who is missing out of the band this morning? We need to give them credit.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got Mr. Bob Ray. He's actually a steel guitar player.
A steel guitar player.
Absolutely.
Why didn't we bring the steel guitar player?
I think he's at work.
Well, that's a terrible excuse.
Oh, he hears that. He's going to be mad when he hears it now. He's like, why the heck you bring me in there?
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah, I love a steel guitar.
Oh, man, he's amazing, too. A really hard worker. He's a very good musician, real smart in the head, you know, when it comes to all that. You know, he's great. It's so good to have him. We have Scott Fryer, drummer.
I know Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've played with Scott before. He's a good drummer.
Scott's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
Known him for quite a while. We used to play with him a few years back, and, you know, we got him back around, so we're excited to have him. And, that's it. Oh, no, we got Tyler Arnold is a new bass player that we have. Okay. Yeah, he's great. He's great. So
excellent. So where are you guys going to next? I mean, you gig around town, I'm sure, in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next?
Tonight we'll be at, I don't know, was it
Girlfriend's Gala.
Yeah, it's a Girlfriend's Gala, so yeah. It's called Gala, I think. I've been corrected by my mom and aunt on that one. I'm pretty sure it's Gala.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So we'll be there tonight, and then tomorrow we'll be at the Blue Moon in Lynn Haven.
Okay, very good.
And
they got a good run at Spinnaker's this summer, too. Y'all need to check them out on the weekend.
That's a great venue, too.
First time is actually next Saturday.
That's right.
Yep, 9 to 11. And then every Wednesday, Friday, Saturday after that for all of March. So we're excited.
Do you have an album coming out?
I'm not sure, Jeff. What we got going on with that, man?
TBA.
Okay.
But we do have...
You said there were a few tracks on Spotify or...
we have two tracks on there. One is called Anything You Want to Do, and the one we just did, I'll Roam. Those are ones we just released, you know, kind of on our own, just to have some music out there. But now that we've kind of changed the name, you know, it's Kyle Mitchell now, solo thing, but, you know, nothing's changed with these guys, of course. And we're working with these new ones. We're tracking two or three new ones, actually, March 11th and 12th, so we're really excited, that's for sure.
And we have one of their new tracks we're going to play today.
Good.
We get to be the first.
That's right.
So we're really pleased with that. You guys like music from John Mayer, Tom Petty?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you play guitar. You got to like that. We'll give these guys a break for just a moment. We have a weather forecast coming your way. We'll have more music from Kyle Mitchell and Southern Sunday. But first, here's John Mayer doing his take on Tom Petty's Free Fallin' on 90.7 WKGC. It's Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. And there's another guy that's part of that, but he doesn't really get a lot of credit.
No.
Mark Rossman or something like that. I mean, yeah, who cares?
Yeah,
it's Bruno Mars. Good tune. We've got Friday live music here in the studio, Kyle Mitchell and Southern Sunday. We still have a vinyl play of the day and a brand new single from these guys to play as well. But in the meantime, you guys have another song for us?
Yeah,
we're working these guys hard.
Oh man,
I like awesome. It.
Work them to death.
Musicians don't like it at 9:30 in the morning, but
I love it. But hey, it's awesome. It's good to be here. That's for sure. We're gonna do another original for you. This is one we don't have recorded yet. Another one by that's helped us with this, and Mr. Jordan Hobbs. This one's called "I Wish I Was." Wish I was your car, 'cause I'd never leave you stranded on the road. I always get you where you wanna go. Our favorite song on the radio. I wish I was that bad, the one that you packed up and threw in the bag, full of everything we used to have, everything that I just want back. I wish I was still looking in the eyes you're wiping tears out of. I have control of the sands of time so I can fill it back up and hit the repeat button like the radio in my truck. I wish I was man enough to tell you everything I wish I was. Wish I was that frame that holds a picture of us on our first day. Oh, it's been a while since you looked at me that way. A memory that ain't easy to erase or replace, and it's too late. You threw it all away. I wish I was still looking in the eyes you're wiping tears out of. I have control of the sands of time so I can fill it back up and hit the repeat button like the radio in my truck. I wish I was man enough to tell you everything I wish I was. I wish I was still looking in the eyes you're wiping tears out of. Have control of the sands of time so I can fill it back up and hit the repeat button like the radio in my truck. Oh, I wish I was man enough to tell you everything I wish I, to tell you everything I wish I, to tell you everything I wish I was. Oh, wish I was.
We have live music this morning in the studio. This is Kyle Mitchell and Southern Sunday.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you in the studio, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So, Kyle, you mentioned earlier that you know, you were taking voice lessons. So, had you been singing before?
No, I did not start singing, really. I mean, I always knew I could sing, and my family used to always try to get me to, and I was real self-conscious about it. I played baseball my entire life. That's all I ever did. Yeah, from the time I was about 6 to 23, played here. I was here for 3 years, yeah.
What position?
I pitched.
Yeah. Well, such a short guy like you is a pitcher.
Yeah.
That's hard to imagine.
It was cool, man. So I was here for 3 years and then went up to Montgomery, played at AUM up there for 2 years and moved back home in 2011. Had to have my second shoulder surgery, you know, so and then decided after about a year being home or so, year and a half, I decided to start taking voice lessons. I was like, this is what I want to do, so here I am.
Sure.
Good job.
So just to baseball for a moment.
Yeah.
I'm a big baseball fan. Oh, yeah. Who's your favorite? What's your favorite team?
Honestly, man, I'm not like a diehard any team fan.
Right.
But growing up, it was always the Braves, you know, for sure.
Yeah, that made producer Brandon happy.
For sure.
I'm from the Midwest, so I'm a Cardinal fan.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did root for those Cubbies when they made it to the World Series. I felt bad for them, you know. It's been 100 and some odd years, so... anyway, we are in the studio. We've got live musicians, which is better than not having live ones. glad you're all still back there. It's 9:41.
Nobody died yet.
We will give them just a moment for a break, and we've got a couple of students in here. We have Joey and Andrew. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I wanted to get you on here because you came in here, so we should say hey.
I appreciate it.
These guys are students here at Gulf Coast State College and studying a couple of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to throw you in our student radio station and on the Alternation, which you can find on our website, wkgc.org, and visit the Alternation there. You can listen in. So you guys are going to start next week, right?
Yep, sounds good.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
They'll be more talkative than they are now. Be a little shy.
I'm just sitting in the corner trying not to break anything right now.
No, that's all right. All the breakable stuff's over here. Jeff, I want to turn it to you for a moment for our vinyl play of the day, because you know one of the players on the song.
Is it Kenny Rogers?
It's Kenny Rogers.
Teed up?
Yeah.
Dad played guitar on this whole album.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your dad's career, just real quickly.
Man, he was a guitar player, and he did a lot of stuff in Nashville. He's known for country music, but he also did like Simon Garfunkel and Bob Dylan and Joan Baez, L.A. and New York work off and on. But he tied in with Willie and Waylon and all of those guys. In fact, his first publishing deal as a writer was with Willie on Fred Foster's label on Monument. I got a good picture on Facebook I'll share with you about
that. Oh, that's cool.
Willie's clean cut. He doesn't even have the hair or the beard.
Really?
He barely recognizes.
That's funny.
But yeah, I think you got the Kenny Rogers Lucille album.
That's right.
Teed up, so whatever you're playing, that's him.
This is Kenny Rogers and Lucille for our vinyl play of the day on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool, she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking, his big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. With 400 children and a crop in the field. Sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
she came to me. She must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, 'cause the words that he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time you're hurting, won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy.
It's our vinyl play of the day here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Kenny Rogers and great song called Lucille. We have Jeff Carter in the studio, and your dad played on that album.
Yes.
Does he sing, too? Or did he sing?
He did sing. He had a deal on RCA when he was a young guy in the 60s, but he just, everybody wanted him to play guitar and help
him get
his.
He was a studio player.
That's what he turned into, yeah.
Yeah.
He was an A-call, A-team first call guy. He was a great dude.
Yeah, did he play at the Opry?
He did.
Really?
Yeah, he sure did. He started the Louisiana Hayride in the 50s.
Wow.
When Elvis came through there, and he tells Minchin stories about
that.
Oh,
I bet.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Well, we were talking off air. One of the reasons we play our vinyl play of the day is we have a vinyl vault, Tori, that is...
I know.
It is...
That we'd like to empty.
Overflowed.
Yes.
Flowing, overflowing with goodies. I mean, we've got funk, some jazz, a lot of jazz, some soul, and some oddball things.
And we're going to let our members go through it.
Yes, we are. But you need to pledge your membership to WKGC first, and based on your level of membership, we'll let you pluck some of our albums out of there. And you can do that by visiting our website, wkgc.org, and it will be, it'll be a fun time.
And this is all to ramp up to our membership drive, which is the first week in April.
Yes, and we're going to open
culminating
up...
Culminating in the vinyl vault party.
That's right. We will open up the vinyl vault. Actually, we're going to drag it over here.
Right.
Because it's a tight space. So we're going to drag it over here, and that will be on Saturday, April 7th. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to wait until then to pledge your support. We'll put your name on the list, and we'll let you in.
Yeah.
It's like your golden ticket.
Yeah.
It's like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Except instead, but with records.
With records instead. So we've got about 12 minutes left before we head into 10 o'clock. Kyle Mitchell, Southern Sunday are in the studio with us, and you guys have a new tune that has not been heard anywhere, right?
That's right.
This is it. This is the first place.
Close friends and family. That's about it.
Well, tell us about it.
This one right here is one of the ones we got done in August. We started off with that Nothing On You. This is one we recorded that same week. Coming from the same guys. We're actually working with Al Dean's bass player. His name's Tully Kennedy. Man, Jeff, I guess you've known him, 20 years or so?
Yeah, we started out on the road together in 95 in Nashville. Tully and I, he's a great dude. He's a lot of fun to be around.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the studio. Man, these guys sound great with Tully at the helm.
Sure.
Did a great job. Absolutely.
And this one stood out the most to all of us, I think. And you know, like I said, when we got these songs back, we started letting, you know, like I said, our friends and family hear them. And every single person, literally 95% of the people were like, one in Georgia, one in Georgia, one in Georgia. So that's where we're at with it. So hopefully it's going to be the first one that gets released out of these new ones.
Well, I know my opinion doesn't matter much, but when I listened to it, I had the same response. Of course, that's the only one I listened to. That's the only one you gave me, Jeff.
Hey.
This is a great song. This is Kyle Mitchell and Southern Sunday. This is their latest. It's called One in Georgia, and you hear it for the first time right here on 90.7 WKGC.
Out of the square town, didn't fit it. Keep getting missing you pictures on my cell phone. That sun riding low on the west coast. You had to get out. I get it. If you get tired of those crazy LA freeways, just a river of brake lights on. I know a wide open blacktop road. If there ain't another. There's one in Georgia.
dark clouds hanging in those cornfields. I'm missing you watching through the windshield. It never rains there, I get it. If you get tired of those crazy LA freeways, just a river of brake lights on. I know a wide open blacktop road. If there ain't another red dust, love cut Southern boy, anywhere in California, there's one in Georgia. There's one in Georgia. One thing you're red for, one light out on the porch, one unlocked door. If you get tired of those crazy LA freeways, just a river of brake lights on. I know a wide open blacktop road. If there ain't another red dust, rough cut Southern boy, anywhere in California, there's one in Georgia.
Kyle Mitchell and Southern Sunday, heard for the first time right here on 90.7 WKGC. That's one in Georgia. That's good.
Thank nice. You, man. Thank you.
Yeah. That's good. So you all will remember us when that goes like platinum?
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
We'll yeah. Where, will you we'll come back when you're a big star?
Yeah. You're going to have to come back.
You're going to still be our groupie, right?
Yes.
Mr. Manager, you got to bring them back.
They're coming back. They're all not right? going anywhere. They live here. That's,
well, that's fine. But, I mean, when they're big and famous, you know, remember, we played that song right here first.
That's right.
We have had it in the studio this morning. A great time with Southern Sunday and Kyle Mitchell and Southern Sunday. Where can we find more information about where you guys are going, what you're doing, more music?
You can check out our Facebook. It's Kyle Mitchell and Southern Sunday. Just go on there and give it a like. We try to... We're not as good as we should be on the events. You know, we got a lot to pick up on. We, like I said, 50 shows with Spinnaker. We got some Sharkies coming up, Schooners. We play at Diego's every Sunday and Thursday. And that's going to be going through at least
Which Diego's September. You play at?
Thomas Drive right now.
Okay.
The new one. But I guess when the season kicks in, the owner, Omar, a good buddy of ours, he's going to have us bouncing back and forth from the one on Thomas Drive to the one on Front Beach.
Very
and
good.
Our buddy Mitch Pearson, he sings with us every time on that too. So I want to give a big shout out to him. He's out there with us as well. And if y'all have not heard him, you check out Mitch Pearson music as well. So he's amazing.
Excellent. Again, we're glad that you guys are in. We're going to have this posted up this afternoon on our website, WKGC.org, and you'll find that under the Morning Mix tab. And share it with your friends. Put it out there on Facebook and link it to us and give us a like or two. We're trying to get a lot of likes.
Y'all deserve it.
It's an ego thing, you know. I'm feeling sad.
Insurance.
I need some likes. So I know we got a lot of folks listening that are supporting these guys. So visit our website, WKGC.org. Again, you can pledge your support to WKGC and get yourself a golden ticket to our Vinyl Vault giveaway.
April 7th.
Which is coming up April 7th. But you don't have to wait until then. You can reserve your spot today. So thank you all for coming in. Jeff, thanks for bringing the group in.
Man, thank you for having us.
Yes. Absolutely. Guys, what do you got for us to close us out this morning?
Oh, we're going
to
close out this time. We'll do a little cover right here. Kind of traditional country song by Mr. George Strait called The Chair.
You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Well, excuse me. But I think you've got my chair. No, that one's not taken, I don't mind. If you sit here, I'll be glad to share. Well, it's usually packed here on Friday night. Oh, if you don't mind, could I talk you out of a lie? Well, thank you, could I drink you by? Oh, listen to me, oh, what I mean is, can Can I buy you a drink? Anything you please. Oh, you're welcome, but I don't think I caught your name. Are you waiting for someone to meet you here? Well, that makes two of us. I'm glad you came. No, I don't know the name of the band, but they're good, aren't they? Would you like to dance? Oh, I like the song too. It reminds me of you and me, baby. Do you think there's a chance that later on I could drive you home? No, I don't mind at all. Oh, I like you too, and to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all. Oh, and I like you too, and to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all. King George right there for you.
Live music this morning in the studio from Kyle Mitchell and Southern Sunday. Thank you guys for coming in. We're coming up on 10 o'clock. We've got more of the mix for you right here on your local public radio station, the only one in HD, 90.7 WKGC.